All right, speaking of scaring the hoes away, over the weekend I went to a drag queen show. We can talk
Oh,
about
God.
that.
Yeah, go ahead, run it. How was your experience, bro?
Dude, I was just hard the whole time.
Damn, that's.
Especially when Juicy came out.
I don't know who Juicy is, but
That was one of the drag queens. Anyways,
props to
nah. So
they.
I went for my mom's birthday. She was turning 58. Happy birthday, mom. And
Mama.
mama. And yeah, she really wanted to do this. It was like a brunch place in Wynwood.
Why do girls want to do this?
Everyone there was a girl. Everyone
It's
there was a
like,
girl. All the guys were there either were gay or were there with girls. Like, there was
yeah.
no guys going there to hang out. That's not the vibe.
Mimosas
yeah,
and
unlimited mimosa. I mean, the food was fire. Like, they brought out sliders and like fried chicken, bro. I was murdering that shit.
sliders and fried chicken.
I was killing
That's
those
so
sliders. I'm
funny.
so hungry.
This shit was just a baseball game. I don't know.
Whoa.
It's like a girl baseball
There
game.
was definitely some bats and some balls.
I'm just really laughing at the slide.
Show.
This is how girls like have their fun. Dudes are like, I want to go to like a football game and like drink a beer and fucking eat a hot a
And girls are
glizzy.
like, I want to go see men dressed as women,
Yeah.
go pretend to be women,
And drink
and
mimosas
drink
and
mimosas and get drunk and throw up
yeah,
outside
exactly. And eat
the
chicken
restaurant.
tenders.
No, literally, like when I got there was like multiple piles of throw up outside.
Oh, that's like when we went to that comedy bar.
Yeah,
And those
yeah, yeah.
bitches were
Literally, the
literally,
girl right in front of us was
dude,
sitting on the ground and then threw up, and Zach
yakking.
almost walked into it if I didn't grab him and
Yeah.
help him avoid the throw up.
What
Your
a good
foot was
friend.
in the air, like, and it was gonna step right there. And I
What a
was like,
good
yo,
friend.
Zach. And I was like, what did I do? Like, I grabbed you, like, I
Yeah,
kind of
you'd like
like
really like,
pulled you.
yeah.
So I was like, I was like, there's no way, like, I'm not letting you step and throw up right now, because then that's gonna be a whole situation for us and our group, because you're gonna have to go clean that
Oh my
shit,
God,
and then it's
yeah.
gonna smell like throw up on your shoe, and you're gonna sit next
Shoe.
to me,
Yeah, and I need to get
like,
in my car, and oh my God.
and that's my dog.
It's
Like,
just a
I don't
whole
want my
fucked up
dog having to go through that
situation.
fucking situation. Like, that's like, I would not want to go through that, and if my homie saw that, I would want him to like look out for me. Yeah, so I saw some fucking drag queens, and some of them were actually like pretty hot.
I was like, damn, that's where you're going with it,
Nah.
bro? For real?
Nah.
Yeah.
It was honestly kind of uncomfortable, but not really. Like, it was just like,
You were out of your element.
yeah, I was just it wasn't even like the show that made me uncomfortable necessarily. Like, I was a little bit uncomfortable, just like I didn't want them to like pull up and interact with me. And like at one
Oh.
point, like one of the drag queens like put her hands on my shoulders and started twerking, and I was like, that's a little too much. Please don't do that.
They got video of that?
No, probably not.
I
Hopefully
hope
not.
someone
I
has
don't think
video.
so. I don't think so.
Someone has
I
video
was
out
just
there.
laughing. Yeah, I was just
You're on
laughing.
somebody's Snapchat or IG story.
And you just see me having a great
Dead
time.
ass, and you're
Nah,
smiling,
but I was
cheesing
there, like, I
hard.
was there with my mom, my sister, her boyfriend, my mom's sister, her husband, my mom's best friend, her husband, a bunch of people that I'm just
Damn,
not.
nigga,
No, but like dead ass, like, and my mom like was like she like she was dancing one time. By the way, the table right across from me, full of baddies, and my mom was dancing with them like the whole time, and I told her, I was like, you better put down for me, like you better wingman for me. And then we're leaving, and she's like, you're talking about it? And she's like, I told them that you're a rapper.
Hater vibes.
Hater vibes. It's like, mom, they're all light skinned. They're all gonna
Yeah.
fire me up.
That's like, come on, mom.
Mom, these light skinned girls are gonna fire me up. I'm a white boy who raps. You can't do that.
Yeah, she should have
Tell them
told
I'm like,
him.
tell them I'm like a doctor or something.
Yeah, like a, yeah,
Like,
literally a
tell them I'm
doctor.
a lawyer. Like, fuck that. Tell them I'm a fucking actor. I don't care. Tell them I'm a model. How
Tell
about
them I'm a
that?
baseball player
Tell
or
them
some
I'm like, yeah,
shit.
tell them I'm like D1, like
Like,
playing
what's some
like
cool shit,
I'm
I
D1 in
guess?
like soccer or something. Like, just tell them that.
Not your mom being like, yeah, my son's a SoundCloud rap.
He's a rapper, can you believe it? And he's white.
And he's white. Can you believe it? Look at me. Look, he's white.
But, you know, we're actually not white. We're Italian.
We're Italian, yeah. Did you know that? So he's actually an Italian rapper.
But not like Benny the Butcher, who's a fake Italian
rapper. You should totally, like, go get his number. He's an Italian rapper, trust me.
Oh, my God.
He has really good Gabagool bars.
Dead ass, bro. Gabba the ghoul, I stab at the fool.
I feel like that's low-key, like, incriminating, so you probably shouldn't put that in your rhymes.
I didn't actually stab at the fool. It just rhymed with
Gabagool. Isn't Gabba, like, the fool, like, the person that you stabbed?
Eating Gabagool, I stab at the fool, watching Flintstones like Yabba Dabba Doo. Is that Flintstones?
Is this the part of the pod where you start rapping?
This is the part of the pod
where John starts rapping. This is us right now. Just washed. Mid. When you pull up in your mid.
Well, something you had over there said pie, and I was about to say, this is the part of the pod. This is the part of the pod where I do a green pie.
Ew. All right. Nope. I think this is when I leave.
Go up.
I don't think you saw anything about a poem.
My Lakers blame pie.
How is he going to blame Genie Buss?
Have you actually, speaking of Genie Buss, have you seen the new Lakers TV show?
I thought it was pretty, I think it's fire, funny. Right? It's funny, I like yeah.
It. I haven't seen the second episode. Don't tell me about it.
Oh, I'm going to spoil it. You want to know what happens? So they draft this guy. Magic Johnson?
No way. They actually drafted Magic Johnson?
Holy fuck, really?
I thought he went to the fucking Raptors.
Dude, that's crazy. I thought they were going to trade the pig.
Dead ass. No way he actually listened to his daughter, right? Whoever listens to women anyways.
I mean, right? Right, guys? Right?
If you're...
I thought you were going to say if you're a necrophiliac.
No.
Don't know why that came to my mind.
Whoa. Are you a necrophiliac?
No, bro. I drink Peronis. You're going to drop a Peroni. Hey, man. Hey, you're a weird dude. Weird individual, but do your dude. Dude.
Cheers.
Yeah, man. All that, dude. I'm over here fucking drowning in it like Kendrick Lamar's.
Drowning it!
Fucking swimming pool. All right, man, if you're going to start clapping on your pants and shit, this is really us mid-washed.
SpongeBob.
When you get blown out in the playoffs, mid.
When you draft Bill Gates' son.
Dude, stop.
When you let Joe Burrow leave through the transfer portal.
Do it.
Trash, kid. You're trash. This dude?
What did he have to do with that? That's not Ryan Day.
No, oh, man. I thought it was.
That's fucking Matt Patricia. That's why I was. These two work together. Oh, I'm like that's why I was like Matt Patricia. Well, Matt Patricia doesn't fucked up like the Ryan Lions.
Day if you, like go far away.
Yeah, you are right. They do look alike.
That was their like defensive coordinator, right? Yeah.
Matt Patricia still fucked up the Lions though. So shit. And wherever Bill O'Brien is.
Bill Gates' son, just because they're both named Bill.
Yeah. The funny part. How is it Bill? Because how can he be Bill Gates' son? Why would Bill Gates name his son Mac?
That's a joke.
Was
he going to name him PC?
Why would you, well, I don't know. I'm just like, why would you name... You wouldn't name your kid...
I call him PC Jones.
You're going to name your kid after your ops? Is what you're saying as a joke? I don't think so.
Dead ass.
All right.
Because he's an illegitimate son. He's actually not his father, biologically. His wife cheated on him, and he's like, oh, yeah, okay, you think I don't know? I got this motherfucker DNA tested. You don't even know, because I'm Bill Gates.
This conspiracy pod is taking some wild turns. Because I had no idea Mac Jones... was Bill Gates' son. And he now is. I know that Mac Jones is only in the NFL because he was sodomized by Matt Patricia, which is an insane fact.
Sodomized?
That's what you said, right?
I never said anything about sodomy.
No, I heard you say he was sodomized.
I'm a man of God. Damn it.
I heard you say here, so I don't
know. Can I have some more juice?
It's funny because, what's his name? Fucking, Deshaun Watson is really about to fucking start playing again. And who knows?
For the Dolphins.
Do you think he did that shit? 22 women, what do you think?
I don't.
You don't think he did it?
I actually don't.
So.
I'm usually on the side of I do.
Yeah, which is really funny.
Like with slip pop a.
What is your drink. What is the like little reason?
With Bill Cosby, Bill Cosby definitely. Every situation is different. So for this situation, I just remember seeing something about how like the lawyers for the women were connected to the owner, and that's what tipped it off for me, and that's when I immediately knew this was bullshit because of what had been going on with the team and him not wanting to play there and et cetera, et cetera.
And not them getting like...
But I don't know if that's true. So if that's not true, then that changes everything.
How did he get 22 masseuses or whatever? Like,
I will pay you.
Yeah, no, dead ass.
I have enough money to own an NFL team.
Do you think
team.
They just put out like money's an ad? Not an option. Do you think they just put out like an ad on Craigslist? Like, hey, if you're a masseuse, like, you know.
No, they did it in a very secretive, sneaky, smart way.
We're like looking for masseuses to lie. Say like,
and sign this NDA after this meeting that we just had, too.
No, dead ass. It's funny because they probably had a whole list of like masseuses that he's worked with. And they were like, we're hitting up them all. All of them. 100%. And they were like, fuck yeah. The funniest part is that I feel like there's probably some truth to both stories. Like, I feel like maybe was he being a little extra with his, like, massages? Maybe, you know,
Do a lot of guys get hand jobs after their massages? Yeah, including the owner of the fucking Patriots. Yeah.
Hey, man, he was, like, going through a lot, and he was trying to win a Super Bowl. He was going through a lot.
No, I'm not in the camp.
It should be legal.
I'm not in the camp of like shaming these people because I actually believe that sex work should be legalized, like many other things. That when you make them illegal and you put a crime attached to them and a penalty, yeah.
You just open up a black market.
You're not stopping shit. You're just making people that are doing this and which sometimes are already in bad positions worse. And you what you inadvertently do. Is you actually
big word.
You actually stop them from being able to trust the police, who they should be able to trust, in case, you know, sex workers, like if they get raped, why would they go to the police? They were literally already doing some shit illegally. It's like if you're doing a drug deal and you get stabbed. You're not going to tell the police what you were doing when you got stabbed. You're not going to press charges. But that person who stabbed you should basically, you know, go to jail for stabbing you. It's the same shit. So... it's just outdated, and like I feel like that's like really like just tied to how there's so many old people in America and the population is aging, but there's a lot of new blood and a lot of new ideas, a lot of freshness in America, a lot of young people rising up and speaking their mind and making their voices heard. And the internet has changed everything. Like, you can't run from anything. We have all the receipts, we have all the facts, like, at least for now, you know.
We're Russia, watching your blockchain pussies. We're on your blockchain.
On your blockchain with the Glock, with Glock sprain.
Quick question.
What?
Is it lame if you put an NFT as your profile picture? And I'm not even just talking about like screenshotting your NFT. I'm talking about like linking it. Now you could like link your NFT to your profile picture and it'll like show, like if someone clicks on it, it'll show them your like crypto wallet and the whole like.
That's less lame. That's less lame because it serves a secondary purpose. But like, what? If you just use the picture of a NFT, that's pretty lame. And I'll tell you why. Because so many people have done it. It's kind of played out. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, sick, bro. Like, is that a fucking monkey or is that a fucking gorilla? Like, is that a fucking like.
So is it okay to have an NFT? It's not okay to have an NFT, but it's okay to have like a young boy, like that picture of young boy with like your favorite team. Okay. No,
my profile pic is a picture of my profile, my face.
Shout out to everyone with a young boy stan account. I had no idea that this is a real thing. There are people who let you're a Dolphins fan or a Heat fan, right? You would have like that picture of young boy and then have him wearing the Heat jersey and a Heat hat or some shit like that. It's the most insane thing. Dude, I saw literally 50 profiles like, you know, on the screen and it was all like different young boys. It's insane how like crazy people were going with this.
That's not even fans. They're just, they just love riding dick.
Yeah, but dude, that shit, I wish some niggas Wait, what were you about to say? I wish some niggas would ride my
dick. Yeah, that's what I thought you were gonna say.
Yo, did you see Cat 60? I didn't see it at all.
I didn't see it either.
It's crazy because Cat dropped 60, Kyrie dropped 50.
Kyrie dropped 60, put some respect
on
it.
Oh, he did? My bad, sorry. Yeah.
And it's crazy because Cat dropped 60 on the anniversary of
Shout out K-May, shout out Wildwood, all that, yeah.
He dropped 60 on the anniversary of his parents entering the hospital with COVID, and obviously, if you follow basketball, you know that his mom didn't make it, so it's like... It's crazy
makes
how
you rest
like
in peace.
Yeah, it's if it's like it's crazy how shit like is connected and tied, and like I have a feeling he didn't even know about that until like after the game, and someone told him like, oh, or he realized it. He saw it on his fucking Snapchat memories.
You fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's funny, but it's like also
dude
unreal.
Was like. Yeah, he went back in the locker room and
selfie of like 2 years ago. Yeah. Like my parents were in the hospital.
The dude took a selfie before he walked in.
No, like you know, like he could have taken a picture with his like parents. Like maybe they were not feeling that bad, and just like we're here at the hospital. Like you never know.
It's boxing dead
up, though. Yeah, bro, it died when Jake Paul or fucking whatever the Paul.
Yeah, when those dudes started boxing, fucking fighting, that shit died for sure. Oh my god, fuck yeah.
I mean,
when Floyd just started fighting anyone for a fucking bag, that's when this shit died for sure.
Is there any way I can snag a little more
fuck about that shit?
Snag a little more of that
Sal Broski.
Oh no.
No drip for you, my friend. That's super tough. Is it more tough than a Bob Ross painting? You can't even buy one of those shits if you wanted to. There's so many of them, but they literally don't sell them.
It's cool. I own NFTs.
Oh, so it's better? You could just NFT a Bob Ross episode or something?
It's cool. I don't need an OG Bob Ross. I have an NFT. I have an NFT. OG Bob Ross.
Yeah. And it's worth 40K. Wait, hold
on. Why am I seeing all these Montero at Lil Nas X tweets on your Twitter? You follow Lil Nas X?
Lil Nas X is one of the most funny people on social media. You know that? I'm sorry. I guess I shouldn't. Yep.
Where's the thing where it's...
stay out of woman business.
Folks, we got them.
Nope. Stay out of woman business.
All men should stay out of women business because that's women business.
Because that women business.
So why are you in women's business?
I'm not. Lil Nas X is a grown man.
How grown is he?
I mean, he's of age.
Whoa.
Pause. I don't know what to say. He's a grown man, right?